Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line is Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy Kahn, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Yes, it's absolutely sobering to hear that siren and to know that over 500 rockets have come into Israel, and the people cowering in the shelters, and not a word from our government.
Wendy, I'm going to get to the very important press release or statement that was put out by the Jewish Board of Deputies in just a moment. But before I do that, a note came in from Michael Cohen a little earlier this afternoon. I'm just interested in your reaction. He says the following. He said, I listened to the news on Classic FM just to hear if they said anything about the rocket attacks on Israel. And at the end of the broadcast, they said that the international community strongly criticizes the Israeli attacks on the Palestinians.
Appalling today. We've been through these situations so often, but that there has hardly been any mention of the rocket fire into Israel, targeting citizens in the south of Israel, targeting citizens in the holy city of Jerusalem, I think is a very sad indictment on our media. And yes, we did bring out a media statement together with the South African Zionist Federation, both our organizations. We stand together at these times, and we speak with one voice to say that this is not okay for South Africans to be taking unequivocal one side.
Perhaps go into that statement in a little more detail. What issues exactly were you highlighting for those who haven't read it?
So I think what we pointed out in our statement is how incredibly one-sided and incredibly biased the portrayal of the situation is, both from our government, from the media, and in that we've seen over the last few days. There has been unequivocal condemnation of the response by police at the Temple Mount, but there's been no mention at all of any of the rocket fire coming in. And as I said earlier, we've had 500 rockets going into Israel. We have had these rockets targeted at innocent civilians, at schools, at apartment blocks, and our government has not acknowledged that at all. They have laid the complete blame on the palace, on the Israelis. And that's not helpful. First of all, it's not helpful because it's untrue, and it's giving a very warped perspective of the situation. But secondly, it is not helpful in trying to find some form of relief to the situation, to find some kind of way forward. It doesn't help to put all the blame on one party. And it's not just the media in this country, and it's not just the government here, but we've seen some atrocious portrayals of the situation internationally and very much here.
Wendy, I so hope that you stay in contact with us and you let us know what reaction you get statement.
I just have to make one other point, which I think is critical, and we mentioned it in our statement. But our government has not sent condolences to Israel, even for the Mount Meron tragedy. And we find that very interesting and very concerning, that governments around the world, including Mahmoud Abbas, if I may add, sent condolences to Israel over that horrific loss of life. And nobody has seen that the loss of life, the Jewish loss of life, was warranted a statement from this government. This government who sends condolences on a regular basis around the world. And I think that that's also part of what we're talking about now, that it's such a selective way of viewing Israel and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And it's not helpful, and it's not it's incredibly worrying to us.
Wendy Kahn, thank you so very much for always being available to us here on Chai FM. Your input this afternoon is really appreciated. We will be speaking to you, I have no doubt, over the coming few days for continual updates.